Hello?
Hi, is this Jay?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Jay. This is Steve over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for asking. Just calling here just to follow up with you. I saw your inquiry that you did online.
Yeah. You guys sent the thing out. So, yeah, I was just filling the thing out to kind of look. I was actually trying to get a little bit more information, and when I hit the enter, it was kind of like the end of it. It was like, okay, we'll give you a call on Monday, and
Okay.
I just, the advertisement didn't really go into, I was just looking at the details about interest rate or payments or anything like that. And
sure. Okay. Yeah. No worries. I can absolutely help you out with that. Okay. So if you were, you know, interested in doing working capital, what are you looking to do here? Why don't you give me a better idea of what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, it, when I first got everything, we've just been looking for, like you say, a little bit of working capital to buy a few things and just to be able to spruce up the place. We're maybe looking at, you know, $15,000-$20,000 just to kind of to be able to invest in. There's some small equipment we wanted to buy and a few other minor things, but the more I started thinking about it is we have, and I don't know, because I know you said something about up to $200,000. We may not qualify, maybe, but we have two business loans out, one already for equipment, and then another one kind of when we bought the business. And I didn't know if you guys would be willing if we could, you know, I don't even know if it would work to consolidate those loans into one. You know, and the one loan, if that would help with our, you know, monthly payments and save us a little bit of money every month, or that was God's kind of reason for the stars. I don't, like I said, we've been making that payment for you know, since we bought the place, those two payments.
Okay.
But you're always looking to try to decrease your, you know, your monthly output to keep a little bit more to invest in and have some more.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Again,
some cash flow. Okay. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
everything.
I was just saying, I guess the minimum would be, I mean, whatever you'd be willing to risk, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 all the way up to, I think I was just, actually last night when I was thinking about it, I'm like, oh, they're going to call me tomorrow. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, I could look real quick. But I think one of our loans is like for $120,000 and the other one's a equipment loan for like $40,000. So we have those two loans, whether we could, you know, consolidate and come up with a, you know, a smaller payment or whatever. It's whatever options are out there. Like I said, a smaller business. We've only been in business a year and a half. Don't know what, you know, what kind of credit power we have.
Sure, I understand. You know, that's the those are the definitely the business owners that we, or the businesses that we like to work with, or, you know, are the smaller businesses. You know, we don't work with the huge, giant corporations or anything like that. Okay, so, I mean, everything that you've said so far, I mean, I can definitely help you out. I'm actually going to break it down here. Let's do one thing at a time first.
Sure.
So, on those loans that you already have out, the one that's 120, that's a working capital, right?
No, that's actually, it's a business loan from the people that we bought the loan from. They gave us the loan, and so okay. I mean, these numbers, we purchased it for $300,000, and we came in with $150,000 cash. They have now floated us a loan for the remaining amounts until it's paid off. So it's a it's to them. They, in lieu of cash or whatever, they're taking payments for the next, you know, 10 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
so they're like an SBA loan then, type of thing.
Well, it's just I guess, you know, I'd have to. It was my first business venture, and I went in with my partner. I think it's more. It's part of the sales part of that. Instead, you know. We bought it for $300,000. We gave them 50% cash, and then we're making payments for the rest. So I don't know if that's a loan or if that's just part of the.
Okay, as you're saying.
The buying agreement. It's not a loan from a bank or anything. It's just money we owe the previous owners.
Okay.
Instead of them taking cash, because we, you know, they knew that we couldn't come up with the cash even from a banker.
Sure.
Anything.
Okay.
So to make the loan work.
I see what you're saying. So it's kind of like a mortgage loan, but you're just paying the owner.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And so it's kind of like a rent.
Yeah. I guess.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds perfect. And then the one equipment loan. What did you buy that was equipment?
It's a laundromat, so we bought washing machines and laundry baskets and a computer and
okay.
A few other things.
Okay.
And I'm not even, I just kind of thought of that last night when I was climbing into bed. My partner doesn't even really know. I run it. He's more of a silent partner, but he's the one. He owns other laundromat businesses, mm-hmm. and he's helping me out on it. And he's the one that we got the loan when we bought the when we bought all the equipment. I'm not even sure. Well, I don't think we've owned that equipment for quite a year yet, and I'm not sure if it even has a. I think there's a possibility that we have to pay on that loan for at least a year
mm-hmm.
before we could pay it off. So I don't even know if that loan's qualified. Like I said, these are all things.
Sure.
I'd have to go, you know, if it's something we may be able to do, then you'll have to tell me, and I'll have to research a little bit more to get the answers.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Okay, I gotcha. Okay, so now I got those out of the way. Let me see here. So you said you were looking for about 15 to 20K. Did you want more than that, or I mean, were you looking for more?
No, I mean, that would be the minimum just to get us by to do the
okay.
the minimal things we want. Because like I said, I don't know.
Sure. What would those minimal things be? I know you said you wanted to buy a few things. What are you looking here to buy?
Well, we want to fix up the bathrooms, and then we've got. It's a 12-year-old laundromat. Some of the dryers and some of the other machines are nickel and diamond us to death. So there's a couple major repairs that need to be done.
Yeah,
and just kind of update the look, maybe repaint and.
Okay. Nice. So just like refurbishment, pretty much, or
remodeling. Yeah, remodeling and updating.
Okay. Cool. All right. Do you have a deadline of when you wanted to do this by?
No. It's just something we've been...
Just thinking of something?
I've just been thinking about, and we're making enough money to pay our bills and, you know, do everything. And,
cool.
And so we just thought, well, you know, we put some of our own money into it, and things are going well. It was kind of a depressed business. The business owners previously let it go, and we're trying to build it back up, and we've, you know, doubled business over the last year, and I think we're still some more growth. So we're just trying to continue to get people in, just fix it up. Like I said, it was kind of run down, and we're sprucing
sure.
it up and putting new equipment in and getting the word out. So we just...
I gotcha. Okay.
Are you
losing business because it's kind of just getting a little outdated?
No. It lost.
Okay.
That's why we bought it. It was run down. The owners had let it go, and they had lost a lot of business and running out. So we got it. That's why we came in and said, hey, this is a good area. We see the potential. You just need to put some time and effort in
sure.
rehab, and that's what we've been doing. Yeah, since we bought it, we've more than doubled the business. Since,
nice.
You know, now I don't think it's quite back to where it was when it opened 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but... it's like I say, when we bought it, we've more than doubled our business over the last year. So yeah, it's paying for itself and doing well. We're just hoping to continue to grow it. And like I say, I think every time we do something new to it and fix something up, people really appreciate it, and we're getting more and more people to come back. So
sure. Everybody needs to watch the post too, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Yeah.
Right on. All right. Well, that sounds awesome. How's business been for you guys? Pretty good. I know it's. What do you guys?
Yeah, like I said.
Yeah, I was just trying to get into your sales. How much did you guys do in sales last year?
About 100 and like I said, about 175,000, 180,000.
Okay. Perfect.
We do. Just trying to think. Well, because we last year was our first full year, but we bring in right around 24 to 26 thousand a month.
Nice.
So that's close. That's over 200,000. But because when we first bought it, it was so, and we bought it one in the summer, which is slow, and two, it was so run down the first, you know, 4 or 5, 6 months. We weren't doing that much. So that first year has lower numbers. But if you took, like I said, we've been averaging right around, you know, 23 to 26 thousand in income, you know, per month over the last, I think we've been in business now a year and a half. So I'd say this last year we brought in well over 275.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't think it was quite that high, but you figure 25,000 a month. Yeah.
Sure.
That's, you know, 250 to 300. So we're somewhere.
Yeah, that's
right
all right. There. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we'll look at your bank statements. You know, and we can look at that stuff. So, all right. And off your credit, what do you think your credit is at? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
No, that's the thing. Yeah, you're looking at our personal credit or the store's credit?
The business.
Oh, the business credit? It should be. However you guys, you know, look at that, it should be fantastic. We haven't missed a payment on anything.
Okay. And what does your personal look like? Just curious.
It's not very good because I'm going through a short sale.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see here. Sorry, I'm
just
curious.
But that was one of your advertisements, was that you look at the business, not the...
Oh, yeah, 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 absolutely, sure.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you don't have any, like, tax liens or anything like that. That's the only thing I'm looking for.
No, just a real estate, you know, just the first home, just we're short selling just because, and so that's, we took a credit hit on that.
Okay. Yeah, that shouldn't, you know, affect anything. And the next thing, too, with the capital loans. Have you worked with capital before, working capital loan?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, so it's more based off of your sales, anything, more than your credit. So, yeah, we do take a look at your credit, but it's not, doesn't have that big of a factor of it. And we work with credit tiers A to D, so that's the nice thing about that. Let's see here. Now, if you
right,
want to
so
get,
before we go
yeah.
too far, what kind of interest rates are on these loans, and what's because if the interest rates are too low, we'll just, I mean, we're doing fine the way we're doing. I'm not gonna you know, pay 12%, 15%, 18% on loans. We don't need the money that bad.
I gotcha.
So what are your do you have
best,
different rates or what?
Yeah. So the best way I can explain the rate is like this. It's a fixed payback, so there is no annual percentage rate. So you know exactly how much you are paying back. So we either pay it back by daily, weekly, or monthly payments. And it's going to be a shorter term. Now you got to remember that these are going to be unsecured cash. And unsecured, you know, is a little bit more risky. You know, we're just giving you this loan pretty much with your words saying you're going to pay us back. You know what I mean? It's not collateralized or anything like that. So, yes, it might be a little bit more expensive than your nationwide bank. But if you return the investment, like you said, if you're going to, you know, re-up the place, make it look nice, get some more customers, make some more money off of it, then it's definitely worth it in the long run. Now, when I say fixed payback and there is no rate, that's because it's based off of the term. So if you were to make, you know, like a two-year term, the payments will be lower. Now, the rate might be a little bit higher. But if you choose a six-month term, the payments will be much higher, but the rate will be lower. You understand,
yeah.
What I'm saying?
So what's your longest?
So longest term for working capital, we usually go 3 to 36 months, but I'm going to be honest with you, first time customers, because we have to establish that relationship first. And anywhere that you go, they're always going to tell you the relationship is the most important part. It's normally for first time, it's going to be about 2 to 24 months.
Okay. Well, then I can tell we're going to have to stick with the, smaller amount, maybe, you know, $15,000 to $20,000, because we're not going to, you know, $100,000+. I was looking, I mean, we've got that stretch out. The last thing I want to do is have to pay more money monthly. I'm trying to
Sure. I gotcha.
So you can, we can, I mean, if that, I didn't like that, I'm not sure how this works or.
The best way I always do it for my, for all my clients or all my customers that I deal with, I always, the best way to do it is get you qualified for the most amount for the longest term. And then you work back from there. So even let's just say you got approved for a lot, you don't have to take all of it. You know what I mean? You can just take you know, as much as you want. That's the best way to do it. It's the easiest way. And you know what I can say about that is like, let's just see what you could qualify for, you know, it doesn't hurt. That way you can take a look at the numbers, harder numbers on paper, and it'll be there for you. So, I mean, the nice thing too is that the loan will stand for, or the approval will stand for 90 days. So even if you want to, you know, if you want to think about it, you know, that will be there for you for 3 months. So that's really nice. Let's see here. Now, you did bring up a little bit something about equipment. Were you thinking about bringing on equipment? Like buying some new washers or new dryers or anything?
Well, or we've got one or two that need some major repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've just been kind of, they've just been out of service. And so we may, if we, you know, depending on how much we get, we may pay to put those back into service or replace them.
Okay. Now, if you choose to replace them, we can probably do equipment financing for those.
Okay.
So that would be, you know, longer terms. You know, it's more like your traditional loan, where it's 2 to 5 year terms, sometimes 7 years.
Okay.
And that, and the reason I say is we would split it up that way just because it'd be cheaper for you.
Okay.
Way cheaper.
Yeah, that's kind of. I mean, most likely, if it was 15, we would just. I'd have to find out, but I think we would probably just. Because the rest of the machine's fine, it's just some major components on two of them are need to be replaced. So I'm sure the it would probably, if we had the capital, just worth replacing those parts and tuning it up and going for it would probably be much cheaper than buying a brand new one. Those are just options we're looking at, but yeah, that would be. But no, I appreciate that. If that was something we wanted to purchase, then we could come back and try that. But.
Just curious, how much do one of those dryers or washers cost?
Well, one of the one of the bigger ones can they range anywhere from 5 to 9,000.
Oh wow!
5,000 to 9,000, yeah.
Okay. Then they, all right. How soon can you pay those off? Like, how fast do those make the payments on themselves?
Well, like I said, every business is a little bit different. An established place that, I mean, I think to take advantage of the. Your depreciation and tax, you don't want to pay them off that quick. You just assume make the payments and take the depreciation and all that. So, I'm learning myself. I don't know. So far on the, we bought 10 washers and dryers and the other, you know, the other one, there's a $40,000 loan and we're just making the minimum payment over the, over the life of the loan. So it's not like we're trying to pay everything off as quick as possible. We're
sure.
Because, like I say, we're still in the process of building the business back up to where we think it can and should be. So.
Okay. Ooh, that brings up another point I wanted to mention to you. So with this working capital, let's say if you do like that minimum, you know, 15,000 or whatever you were looking for. Now, if you spread that out over a longer term and you pay it back early, it'd work out in your favor completely. So that's the best way to do that because we actually have a discount. For early payoff. You know, a lot of these banks and companies don't have that, so that's one thing we do offer.
Oh, great, okay.
Let's see here. Yeah, so, I mean, making sure I'm going over everything. Everything you've told me so far looks pretty good. Oh, you said you have a partner, so are you 50% owner, or are you 100%?
No, it's 75-25.
In your favor?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. 75%. How did you get into the business? Just for my curiosity.
Yeah, it was my he's a friend of mine, my partner. He owns a couple other laundromats and was he was just looking for other people. He was looking for investments, so I invested with him in one as a not a partner thing, just as an investor. And then he came back and just said, "Hey, if there's ever an opportunity to buy one, are you interested in you know, being partners?" And I said, "Sure." So a few months later, came back with this opportunity, and we joined. He's got four other laundromats in L.A. that
oh wow,
keeps him busy, and I'm just kind of putzing around with this one.
So. you like it?
Yeah, it's unique, fun, it's unique.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. All right, so is this a good email for you, the jmdavers@yahoo.com?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So what I can do, let's just see what you get qualified for. Everything that you've told me so far looks really good. You have good sales. You know, your credit is great. You don't have any real loans that would matter for us anyways. Yeah, let's see what we can do for you. I'll send an email to you. It'll have just like a short list of paperwork. It's really small. Do you take credit cards, by the way, for like payments?
Well,
Or is it like coin only?
There's a machine in there that you can put your. We don't use coin. We're a card. We have a
card. Okay, yeah,
card,
the card reader.
Where you put money on a card. So there is a machine in there where you can put your credit card in and put money on your card through your credit card. But we don't. It's all done automatic. You know, automated through a machine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, we do get quite a bit of actually more and more of our sales are. You'll see that on the bank statement. You'll see all kind. It'll say Visa deposits. You'll
okay.
see. You know, if you look at, you'll see how much.
Yeah. So there's no merchant statements. I guess what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we do get because we pay for the merchant services. I do get statements from them because mm-hmm. it's all. The how much we owe is based on how much, you know, for every transaction it's like a nickel or 3 cents and then it's a percentage.
Oh, okay.
So we do get, I get a monthly statement that says how many Visa, MasterCard, and EBT transactions there's been and then they bill us. But on a daily basis, I don't know how they decide to do it, but you'll see anywhere from 3 to 10, you know, deposits, anywhere from $30 to $90 deposits into our account because people are using the credit card machine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
So
they'll just add just one little thing to it. It would just be the application, 6 months of the bank statements, tax return, and just the 4 months of merchant statements. It'll all be in that email, and my contact information will be on there, everything like that. So I'm going to send this email to you probably in the next 5 minutes. Do you think you should? When do you think you could get the paperwork back to me?
Oh, you know what? It may be a day or two. I may be able to get it all by tomorrow sometime. I'm
okay.
busy today. But
yeah,
in
no
the
worries.
Next few days. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know you don't have any rush.
No, it just depends on how extensive and how fast I can get to it and everything. But
okay.
Yeah, a couple of days maybe. If I can do it, I'll try to get it all done tomorrow and back to you. But
okay, perfect. Yeah, so then I guess I'll just give you a call tomorrow and follow up with you.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, and the 331-2159, that's the best number for you?
Yeah, that's a great one.
Okay. All right, Jay, well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I'll send this email, and then you'll be on the lookout for it.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Jay. Bye-bye.
All right.